In Virginia Beach, Virginia, the trial of accused sniper John Allen Mohammed continues today. Yesterday, Mr. Mohammed won the right to defend himself in court. More on the legal ramifications of that decision in a moment. But first, NPR's Brian Naylor has been in the courtroom today. He joins us with an update. Brian, what's happened?
There was an interesting conference this morning, Alex, between Mr. Mohammed, his court-appointed attorneys, and the Commonwealth attorneys, the prosecutors in Virginia. The prosecutors stood up and said, you know, this isn't working out the way we thought it was going to work out. One of the prosecutors, I'm looking over there and I'm seeing Mr. Mohammed conferring with his attorneys, and it seems as though they're acting more like co-counsel rather than Mohammed representing himself. The judge who approved this idea of Mohammed representing himself yesterday, Judge Millett, agreed. Mohammed stood up and said that he was just merely trying to get some advice, and his standby attorneys, as they're called now, said that they were not prompting him. And then the judge, Millett, gave Mohammed a pretty good grade for representing himself, and so they agreed they're going to continue this current arrangement, whereby Mohammed represents himself with his former defense attorneys acting as standby counsel. But the one concession that the judge ordered was for the standby counsels to move down the table further away from Mohammed, so Mohammed can't bend over and chat with him quite so often.
The accusation, the charge in this case, is murder of a particular victim in the shooting spree. Isn't that correct?
That's right. 53-year-old Dean Myers was killed while he was getting gas in his car at a Sunoco station in Manassas, Virginia. And this morning we heard from a couple of the police officers who responded to the scene, as well as a witness who was also at the gas station when the shooting occurred. And an officer responding to the call went to the parking lot across the street from which it's now believed the shots came. He saw a white van. He questioned the driver, inspected the van, and saw nothing suspicious. And he also questioned Mr. Mohammed. He said that Mohammed told him that he had been directed into the parking lot by police, that he had just gotten off the highway, and that he was on his way home. The police officer bought his story. Mohammed asked him, did that make sense to you, what I said, that the police had directed me to this area? And the officer said, well, I didn't catch on. I wish I had.
What is it like when John Allen Mohammed cross-examines these people who are witnesses to these events and are essentially testifying against him?
It's a bit strange to watch. You know, yesterday when he was making his opening statements, Mohammed seemed to ramble all over the place, and it wasn't clear that he really would be able to provide a competent defense. Today, though, he is much better at cross-examining witnesses and asking them questions. But he's asked a number of witnesses, well, did you see me? Did you see me fire a weapon? Did you see me shoot? Later, you know, the state plans to call some other survivors of shootings, as well as the relatives of victims, and that's going to present a very awkward picture of Mohammed questioning these people.
NPR's Brian Naylor reporting from the sniper trial at Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Alex.